I think it's time for, y'all know what it's time for. Y'all have missed it. Y'all have been craving it. You need it in your veins. You need it in your blood. It is time for everybody's favorite part of the mixer, the draft. It has been a long time since I've said that. And so with Scuba Steve coming up, we now give him the reins to do the draft. And it's been a while, so this draft is probably going to be absolutely fun and hilarious. And I look forward to this. So without further ado, Scuba Steve, what is our draft?
So I figured since we went on a little hiatus, this would be the best draft to do. That way we can still talk about some of the anime that we missed on hiatus. So for this draft, this is the 2021 anime draft.
Wow.
So okay. it can be certain seasons too. It doesn't have to be exclusively new shows. It can be season 5 of MHA, I think, was the season 5.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, if it came out in 2021, it's fair game.
Fair game, and it didn't have to end in 2021.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I know you want to say Ranking the Kings.
But I mean, hey, it's a draft, and that's the thing about a draft. We all know, if you guys have never seen our draft happen before, the draft is normally chaos. Why is it chaos? Because Steve tends to try to pick shit that I like, that he knows I'm going to pick, and then when he becomes petty, it forces me to become petty, and I'll start snatching shit from under his nose. He normally is the one who throws us into chaos, though. So let's just clarify that now. But we now have on the 3s and 4s Crystal. I have never met a person who can throw a draft into absolute bedlam more than Crystal. So now that I'm dealing with Crystal and Steve on the draft, this shit is unknown at this point. Prepare for all hell to break loose at some point, because I just know this draft is going to be nuts. So with that, our draft is basically 2021 anime. So the name of this draft is going to be 2021 anime. And so with this, it doesn't have to be what you consider the best. It doesn't have to be what you consider the worst. It could just be the anime that you felt needs to be on the list of anime of 2021. So with that, how do we do this now? Because normally it was always Steve, me first, and Steve second. Now that we have 3 co-hosts, how do we decide this? Well, no, this is how we'll decide this. I'll answer that immediately.
Ladies first.
Ladies are always first. Thank you, Steve.
And she's the forever protagonist, I guess.
Oh, damn. He's questioning your name. I don't like that. Oh, my God. Now, I'm known as the wholesome anti-hero, but Jesus, the fact that your name is being questioned.
I mean, I am the instant negator. So.
He's playing to his name, so it's fair enough. Fair enough. So
heavy on the nigga.
Right. All right, Crystal. Well, with so many anime dropping in 2021, you now have a full reign of this. So with the first overall pick and the anime of 2021 draft, Crystal will select.
With redemption from the bold draft, because I'm going to do much better this time. Uh-oh. I'm taking my child now before it's too late. And I'm picking Ranking of Kings because it's the Boji agenda. That is my child. He is nobody else's child. I don't care what y'all say.
Listen, that's my son, okay?
Joint custody.
Chill. Right. I guess we're going to have joint custody, okay?
You already have your daughter to deal with during the week. You get Boji on the weekends.
Fine. Okay.
Yes. But also in honor of it ending today, so it only seems right that we put him in the draft. My little child did it for the we don't have enough time for me to talk about my child. I think we've talked about him enough. I think I talked about
we can never talk we can never talk about Boji enough. I'm sorry, let's clarify that. We could talk about his a little bit. We could talk about Boji all the fucking time. This could be, we could turn this into male Naka mixer Boji if we need to, because Boji will always be talked about. So
He came so far that him, shout out to him and my little Tarsplat. Like, Kage was there. Kage was 10 toes down for Boji.
Fucking 10 toes in this bitch. Nigga, Kage was like, nigga, I will smoke anyone over this little nigga. Quit playing with my fucking emotions.
Absolutely.
Kage, all right. I'm coming back.
My first pick, Ranking of Kings. Just so I can have my child.
All right. Well, because you guys know that that was going to be my first pick. So
naturally, oh, I know.
Naturally, with Crystal taking that as the first pick, I'll accept that for what it is. Well, with that, I am going to pick one of the two that I felt were one of the best anime of the year. And I'm going to lean towards Mushou Tensei, Jobless Reincarnation. That's second overall pick. That's what I'm picking. Again, voted as one of the best anime of the year. It was absolutely spectacular to watch the anime. I mean, just watching the animation of it was good. Paul is a dick. Paul is an asshole. I will not refuse that. I will never change that. I'm standing 10 toes down on that. Anytime you go out and cheat on your wife in your home with your maid, you're a dick. Then you find out his background about him actually raping the maid previously, and you become a direct asshole that needs his dick cut off. So I'm never going to change that. I've argued on the timeline about that. Paul's an asshole. But the fucker got good taste. Because his wife is bad and fuck, his maid was horrible. His maid was bad, bad. So you're an asshole. You need your dick cut off. But you do got taste. You fuck it. And Rudis, we're not going to jump into the whole Rudis thing. I get it. He's maturing. He's a perv. Whatever. But nonetheless, his journey of watching how he's grown and watching him deal with shit in his second life has been pretty interesting nonetheless. The world building of that, of Mushou Tensei, is definitely on S tier mode. And there's so much more we need to learn about the world. So the second core of that is going to be some shit that I can't wait. Mushou Tensei is the second overall pick for me. Steve, number three on you, dog.
And this sucks because the anime that my anime of the year for me personally was Odd Taxi. So I'm going to take Odd Taxi.
Number now, three, Odd Taxi.
Because I know that if I do not take it, chaos will be happening. Because I know the next pick should be the one that everybody talks about, but then that leaves it in Black's hands and he's going to steal it.
Listen, I don't like the way you're trying to read me, dog.
Let's get this out the way.
At least you're not bullshitting, right? Yeah. You thinking because you about to be on that bullshit. That's why you starting to think over there.
Yeah, I was about to take 86 just to be that. But I was like, no, you know what? Let me go on and just do it the right way, do the right thing. Odd Taxi is off the board.
Yeah. If y'all didn't know, clearly Steve was pushing the Odd Taxi agenda pretty heavy. And if there you wanted anybody that was talking about Odd Taxi, Steve was on it. Everything about Odd Taxi was absolutely beautiful. The storyline, everything written about it, the song, I believe the song was number like 8 on my countdown of anime music in 2021. Mm-hmm. Everything about that fucking show was great. So, yeah.
Right. And the ending, I'm so happy to see everybody. That's, people are still not spoiling the ending. That's what I love about
that's
it.
That's the crazy part. Everybody
is like, okay, I guess I'll watch it. And we like, yes.
Yes, and then that's people, true. For an anime that was as popular as it was, who won awards from the Crunchyroll Awards at that. Mm-hmm. The fact that nobody has spoiled the ending of Taxi is really good. So that means
Jujutsu Titan Slayer Awards.
Oh, thank you for that correction. I appreciate that. The Jujutsu Titan
Slayer. Part 2.
Yeah, part 2. Final season of part 2. Yeah, the way to think. I got you. So with that, first three off the board, Ranking of Kings, which fairly so, because you know, Boji Gang is bitch.
Gang Gang.
Reincarnation and Odd Taxi are the first three. Crystal, we are on number 4. Your fourth pick for off of the anime of 2021 draft shall be.
So I am not going to do what Steve thought I was going to do.
Get him.
I'm going to flip it and take something that popped up in January, which is my new favorite romance of all time. Which is Horimiya.
Horimiya. I knew it! In my fucking gut, I was like, Crystal's gonna pick Horimiya. So I don't have to pick it. And that just opened up my thing. And so, Horimiya. Hori fucking Mia.
I fucking tell you that I am in love with those two. That I am very upset that no one's announced a season 2. I need to see the wedding. If they do act like, if the wedding's in the manga, I need it animated. But they are just so cute how they come together with their, you know, how different they were and how they came together and you just seeing them grow in their love. I fuck Blondie to this day. Oh. Sakura deserved better. I ain't over it. Sakura deserved purple headed. I ain't over it.
I understand where you're going with that, but Blondie did like him prior. Sakura.
He should have said something first.
Bitch. I agree with that. I agree with that 1,000%. I felt bad for Sakura. I did, because I thought Sakura, just as her, the fact that Sakura gained the gumption, knowing how quiet she was, she gained the gumption to actually ask this man out, and knowing that Blondie saw who she's been liking for a long time, she saw someone else gain the gumption to actually ask him out, and then it sparked her feelings and sort of pulled him away from Sakura. I didn't like that, but it did look like Sakura was going to have someone else. But I did not like the pain that was caused to that, and I hate
Sakura.
So I do understand how Blondie can be thrown into a blender. I get that.
Yes.
But, I mean, it does look like everything sort of ended well, so I'll leave it at that for now.
Yeah. But other than that, I enjoyed watching that show so much. They still have a very special place in my heart. One of my top favorite couples of all time. I cannot get enough of them. I might actually pick up the manga just because no one's announced the season 2, and I need to know what happens next.
Listen, and from what I heard, slight spoiler alert. It is a spoiler in a sense. If you watch the anime, it's not big a spoiler. But yeah, they said some pretty raunchy stuff happened when they finally did the thing.
What do you mean when they did it in episode 8?
That's what I'm saying. But there was some more raunchy stuff that happened. She did some little you know, the lock of the legs when you're supposed to be removing and try to set up. So I was like, oh,
decapitate me, please.
Ooh, okay.
Give me what I want.
Like, oh, she was, they was really into it. Anyway,
pause.
Continue. All right. So with that, we're going to move right on. Jeepers.
What am I to do to deny a girl getting her pleasure? I'm like, go ahead, girl, get it. That's
Kami! Kami Sama! Kami, take over.
That's all I'm saying.
Kami, take over. No, not with the leg. Like, you know what? I'm not doing this.
Treat me like a watermelon with that strong lady. Crush my skull. Death by snooze. We need it.
Hashtag I'm with you there, Steve. But Jesus, why are we going here? You
did it. You brought it up.
Okay, fair, fine. All right, I'll take my lemons. All right, number 5. Number 5 is the most obvious one. I mentioned my top 2 anime of the year. Of course, I'm going to pick it. And since Steve was not an asshole because he knew that Octaxi would have got right in front of his fucking face.
He knew
if he would have did some bullshit, he knew what I was taking. So he's smart for actually playing the game correctly. So at number 5, my choice is 86. And again, 86, if 86 was completely recorded correctly, 86 would have been co-anime of the year. And I have no doubt about that at all. So I'm a little disappointed that, you know, the animation studio had its issues, production issues and stuff like that. But nonetheless, 86 still deserves its love. And I'm happy that it did finish the way that it did, because 86 is such a good anime. I recommend it to just about anyone. And yes, it is technically a mecha anime, and we all know how y'all hate on fucking the mecha anime, but it's still that goddamn good. It needs to be watched. So 86 is my choice at pick number 5. Steve, number 6.
Real quick, Steve, before you become an asshole, I just want to say that I am sorry that y'all watched 86 week to week and had to wait 3 months.
Woo!
I binged part 1 last year, and then when I saw there was this big ass break, I was like, part 2 can wait till March, because I'm not gonna wait. So God bless y'all. That's all I wanted to say.
Shit was rough. I'm gonna keep it 100. It was rough. Damn. All right. I literally didn't purposely watch the second to last episode because I was like, I refused to be on that cliffhanger for 3 months. So the episode that ended before the 3 months, I didn't watch it. So when I came back, I had 2 episodes to watch. I didn't set myself up for that. I'm smart. I wasn't about to do that, because I would have been cussing up a storm if I had to wait that damn long. So, all right, Steve. Well, let's see the fuckery that you're going to start immediately. Let's do this. Number 6, what you got,
Steve? With the number 6 pick, Scuba Steve takes off the board. Homie can't communicate.
Yeah, I figured he was going to do something.
You dirty bastard.
So, as normal, of course, Steve refuses to be nice when it comes to the draft.
What? I just did. I did earlier.
He becomes a direct asshole and decides to choose my daughter's anime. And yeah, we all knew this was coming. You know, if you didn't know, the instant negator is Steve all to himself. So
heavy on the nigga.
It's negate.
I said what I said.
Say it
again. Go ahead and talk about Comey Can't Communicate since you stole it, you asshole.
Okay, so we all know about Comey Can't Communicate.
That's enough. No, you don't got to talk about my daughter. It's my fucking daughter he took. Yeah, my daughter, Comey's my fucking child, because he wanted to be an asshole to take my daughter. That's my child. You can't even talk. We cutting Steve off.
I can't communicate? Oh, my God.
Because my daughter can't communicate, so you can't communicate. No. Go ahead, Steve.
Goodness gracious.
He's shy. So Comey Can't Communicate, and I love the fact that on Netflix that it was coming out week to week instead of coming out. I really, really hate the dropping everything at once format. That takes away from the story of, you know, the week to week and everybody getting to communicate in the community of it, of just talking about it and anticipating the next week and stuff like that.
Very true.
I love the fact that this came out week to week. But Comey Can't Communicate, she's basically a really shy girl. She has anxiety, right? And she just
Did you even watch it?
He didn't fucking watch it. Continue, Steven.
I've watched 4 episodes. That's it. But it was good. So, anyways, she can't communicate. She got anxiety. Okay, look, you guys talk about it because I'm just doing this just to be an ass.
Can I say that I actually binged Comey Can't Communicate after it was over? Because the gripe I have with these new Netflix drops is that for the States, it's dropping 2 weeks later than what it's dropping in Japan. So unless you're watching it on a site that shall not be named, you're not on time with Japan's dropping of it. So I did that with Blue Period, watching it week to week, but delayed after, because again, it's 2 weeks later for the States. So Comey, I was just like, I'm not going through this again. I'm just gonna binge it when it's over, because I hate it not being a part of the conversation in time.
Right. And it does suck. So the staggeredness of 2 weeks being behind is just brutal, because
people
are ahead of you 2 episodes. You're like,
I just really love being on Twitter and watching y'all talk about it week to week. Like, I really hate binging stuff. Like, I mean, I don't mind binging stuff, but I hate when they just do that format like Netflix does. They drop everything at once. I really hate that. I wish they would just do week to week like everything, with everything as well. But even with like their other TV shows, because once the show comes out, people talk about it for 3 days, 4 days max, and then it's over. And it's like it just went into abyss. Whereas when it's week to week, you get 12 weeks of this show just spinning around. You get memes out of it, good conversation, community. You get the spaces that you guys do for Rank of the King, things like that. So yeah, I like the fact that this and Blue Period came out week to week, and it was suck that JoJo's didn't do week to week.
Right.
Because the whole theme of JoJo's was to be continued.
To be continued.
So exactly. That didn't make sense that they just
dropping it all at once. There is no to be continued. It's done. So.
It was stupid. Yeah, I hate that. But go ahead. I threw my kink in there.
So picks number 4 through 6. We had Hori Mia, which again, if you're looking for a romance anime,
mm-hmm.
86, which again, my pick of co-anime of the year, and Steven with his pick of my daughter Comey. So those are the first 6 picks. Pick number 7 goes back to Crystal. Pick number 7, what do you have?
I'm gonna pick something that I don't think anybody watched, which is the Aquatope on White Sand. It is a very wholesome anime that came out. It was 24 episodes, if I remember correctly, basically about 2 girls who meet at an aquarium. One of the girls actually worked at the aquarium. It was their family aquarium. It was about to get shut down because they didn't have the time or the funds. Her grandfather was the owner. He was about to retire and they couldn't maintain the upkeep. So it's her discovering her identity outside of this aquarium. And then you have the other girl that she ends up befriending, who was an idol. She gets passed over by her mentee, and she realizes she doesn't want to be an idol anymore. So she ends up on the island where the aquarium is, and then finds her identity within the aquarium and what she wants to do with her life post-idol. I think it was very wholesome. I think it was very relatable in the sense of trying to figure out who you are and what you want to do with your life. Annie List says it's a myth, like a supernatural, but that's only because there's magic water sometimes. But when you watch it, you'll understand. But it's not an actual supernatural anime. It is a very slice of life, coming of age type thing. I think it was really cute. I think it started in the summer and then ended in the fall, if I remember correctly. So, but I don't think anyone watched it. I had, like, Abe started watching it, but we all know how Abe being his anime, and I don't even think he finished it. So,
right.
Well, you better keep that in, Abe, you whore.
Jesus. I remember you talking about Aquatopia Whitesand. I do remember you talking about it, and I don't remember the timeline talking about it. So, you might be onto that. Yeah, that was for sure definitely overlooked. I mean, it's a lot of anime in 2021, so I can understand it looked over. But yeah, all right. And so that's what number six. Number seven falls on to me. And before Steve can be another asshole, I'm going to immediately swipe my anime of spring of 2020.
Better say it,
my baby Vivi.
Okay, I was about to say you better say because I watched that.
My baby Vivi. Listen, Vivi, I Sweat This Song was absolutely masterful. We talk about how Wit Studio does that fucking, they don't miss. And everybody that watched Vivi was like, holy shit, this shit is gorgeous. And yeah, Wit doesn't miss. But I think what I like, and again, y'all know me, I love me a woman protagonist that's fucking OP. And Vivi definitely was OP. Vivi literally was saving the world as a robot. And I think literally the shit didn't really hit the fan until Vivi was like, fuck it, upload the self-defense program. Everything before that was just Vivi just eyeballing it and just trying to go with it. When Vivi got serious, it was like, upload the self-defense program. And when Studio start throwing us those fight scenes, I said, hey, yo, Vivi is going at it. And I mean, for sure, Vivi had some of the more cleaner fights this season. Because Vivi, they was throwing hands. Like, niggas was throwing hands. Like, nigga, they hated each other. Like, they was in the MMA octagon throwing hands. So, Vivi, between that, the absolutely crazy storyline that came to, and that all came back to fruition, was absolutely masterclass. And, again, having a female protagonist that's just a badass, beautiful, but that got the job done, was absolutely a wonderful story to watch in 12 to 13 episodes. I don't remember how many episodes it was. But yeah, Vivi for sure deserves to be on this this draft. And so Vivi goes on the list. And before Scuba Steve could be a dick and take it.
I was going to take that.
I know. Vivi's off the board. So, Steven, now what do you take? Because Vivi's now gone.
So, with my pick, I will take Life Lessons of Urameshi Onisan.
Okay.
Yes.
I think we all agree that Life Lessons
was slept on.
It was slept on, and it was absolutely gold for hilarious. It was gold.
It was so relatable for like just us as adults. Just we're like, I'm so sick of this shit.
Many fucking moments, dog. Like, I haven't had such an anime relate to me so much in life. Like, only other anime, it wasn't even anime, it was a person. That's Nanami from JJK. When that nigga said, bro, I'm not working beyond what I gotta work, dog. Fuck, I gotta work overtime. I never had somebody relate to me that much.
That's my nigga right there.
And he was telling the kids what it was.
I think what it is, the facial expressions, when his facial expressions went from being all happy to flat out lifeless within the span of like a split second, that shit just hit you because you're like, bro, that's how real life is, dog. Like, you could be literally talking to someone and then all of a sudden just feel dead inside. You're like, bro, like, this man is spitting hot fire because this is hilarious watching. And yeah. And then kids, they're fucking hilarious. Kids are hilarious. They don't sugarcoat shit. so they don't know better.
It really felt like Steve from Blue's Clues because I don't know if it was true or not, but the rumors were he hated that job. Those, and I don't know if those are just rumors or if that's real, but the rumors was he hated that job. He went in and he auditioned for something else. And it was like, hey, would you like to be Steve for Blue's Clues? And he was hard on money and was like, fuck it, I'll do it. And rumors are he hated that job. So that's all I kept seeing was Steve from Blue's Clues during that whole watch. I was just like, oh, he really fucking hated it. Because he's really, if you think about it, at least this dude is working with kids and he's got people to interact off of. That dude, Steve from Blue's Clues, on a green screen. and having to do, I was like, man, I know. Because he was like in a rock band and all this other stuff. The money, the reason why he auditioned was because he was funding the rock band. So I think he was going through it, to say the least.
Shout out to that being a highlight in 2021 when he came back and explained
why he left and basically filled a void that, like,
yes,
20 years of children had in their hearts wondering why the fuck Steve left.
Said it though.
He touched a whole lot of people in 2021. 2021 was already a shitty year as is. Mm-hmm. But Steve coming back and explaining what the fuck happened in reality. As an older guy that's older than all of us, just about. Yeah, that was some real shit.
On the episode that he left, he actually says that he's going to college.
Not that, but like he came back, like, because last year was, I don't remember what specific year anniversary of Blue Clues it was last year. I think it was either 2015 or 20. Mm-hmm. And they basically brought all the, Steve and Joe and whoever this new guy is, they brought them all in. And Steve basically made a video reaching out to us that grew up on him, being like, hey, I know I left y'all, but let me tell y'all, everything's okay. I know you guys been going through it. I'm still here for you. I'm still your friend. You're doing a great job. And I was like, Steve.
Like, Steve, thank you, dog. Like, for real. And there was niggas on the internet crying. Flat out niggas. Crying.
No,
like,
There
was a video with a dude who was like real gangster about it. He's like, nah, Steve, I don't even accept your apology, dog. Like, nah, you can't just dip like that, dog, and then come back into my life, dog. Like, my dad did the same shit, bro. He was driving at about 80 miles per hour, crying, talking to his phone about Steve. And I was like, bro, that's some real shit. Like, when you grow up on somebody and then they just abruptly leave, and you don't really know why. That shit, like, fucks with you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people already have abandonment issues as is anyway growing up in households. So the fact that happened on a show, and then he appeared, like, 2 decades later when we didn't went through everything in our lives, is like, whoa.
The funny one I saw was the dude going, Steve, where have you been all my life, you bastard? The one he kept on... He was stretch out bastard at the end of everything. So he's like, you left, you said you was going to college, and you didn't even come back with a degree, you bastard. And he was stretch out bastard every time. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was, that was, yeah.
We're on a blue screen.
God, 2021 was wild within itself. We ain't gonna talk about that year. Okay, so back to the back to the draft. We go with our next three, which were Aquatope and White Sand at number 7, Vivi at number 8, and Life Lessons with Orimichi-san at number 9. Crystal rounds out the top 10 with her pick for this round. So number 10, what you got, Crystal?
This is my last one.
No, it's not your last one. It's just rounding out the top 10.
Son of a bitch, what did I just do? I'm sorry. I'm trying to debate if I want to do this one now or if I want to do this one. You know what? I'm going to do it now, just in case, as I'm over here messing up my own list. I'm going to do The Return of World Trigger, seasons 2 and 3.
Because it was on my list. And again, Crystal stops me, so I don't have to do it, which means I can move on to something else. So...
if no one knows this about me, World Trigger is my top 4 favorite anime of all time. So when it returned with 2 and 3 in the same year, what more could I ask for? Like, Jen is that nigga. Yuma's that nigga. I need nothing more. I am going to read the manga now that season 3 is over, because all I'm waiting on is an announcement for season 4.
I agree 1,000%. The fact that they gave us 2 seasons in 1 year is absolutely wild within itself. But the fact that so many people sleep on World Trigger is absolutely depressing, because World Trigger is a really good anime, just for what their breakdown with it. And so the different aspects of how they get their fights off and all that stuff, the whole thing about Tron and the worlds around you, World Trigger is really, really underrated. So I'm okay with World Trigger season 2 and 3 ending the top 10. And that's honestly, if we look at that list, minus Steve doing Steve shit, our list is pretty good overall. We hit a bunch of different animes. But we hit a bunch of good anime, a solid top 10. If we were to take this to somebody and be like, look, watch these animes in of 2021, I think we would be okay. I think we literally covered every single basis. So I like this. I like this a lot. All right, so we'll go on. We're going to do 15. So that means that there's 5 more picks available. So we're going to go on and do those with my pick. And of course, I have to look at Steve, because Steve wants to steal everything. So there's 3 anime. I'm only going to be able to choose 2, and I'm hoping that maybe somebody chooses the one, but I'm for sure going to choose my favorite ones overall. The one I'm going to choose is going to be... why is the name drawn to blank? I'm sorry. I just had a brain fart. No, the anime I'm choosing is Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy. And so the reason I chose that is because, again, being an isekai guy, I love isekai and I watch a bunch of them. But Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy was for sure one of the better unexpected watches, because I had heard about it, but didn't know too much about it. So I was like, let's see, it's an isekai, so I'm going to give it a chance. So let's find out how good it is. And I was shocked at how good Tsukimichi was. It has a season 2 coming up that was almost announced almost immediately after the first season ended. And I look forward to seeing how good season 2 is going to be. Season 1 had a ridiculously good open. I think Tsukimichi's opening was, I think, 3rd on my list of anime openings of 2021. That anime song was really good. And so Tsukimichi being one of my picks, I think, again, somewhat underrated, but if you watched it, you knew how good it was. And the story's good. All the side characters, Mio and Tomei, were all good. Really cool, like, trio of protagonists. And yeah, it was, everything about it was good. So Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy is my pick. All right, Steve, you're up to bat.
All right, so this one didn't make the top 10. It's actually kind of surprising, but it is what it is. I am going to go with Tokyo Revengers.
I was wondering if somebody was going to choose that. I was curious. I was shocked.
I'm going to go with Tokyo Revengers. Tokyo Revengers, the world watched it. I don't think we need to go super deep into it or anything like that. But for those that...
I read it.
Oh, okay. Well, for those that are living under a rock, basically we have our crybaby hero. He's an adult and he decides that he's... I don't know if it was just like... Because I don't think they... And then still to this day, they haven't explained how he time traveled. But he time traveled by shaking the hand of the brother of his ex-girlfriend who passed away.
Well, you're a step off. His first time travel was because he almost got... He was babysitting.
Yeah, he got pushed. But then he didn't... He got like... Mm-mm. Like the dude... Nobody reached out to grab him to pull him up? Because I thought that was the handshake.
Was that?
Yeah, I think somebody reached out.
It's been a while. Because does that mean that he... So, wait.
Push him? Didn't her brother...
No. His friend, Akun.
I think what happened was his brother, and I don't remember because it's been a while. And this is spoilers because this isn't in the anime itself just yet. But if I'm not mistaken, I think you're right, Steve. I believe the brother reached out to grab him, and that's how he time traveled the first time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's been a while, but I believe that you're correct. So I believe that's what happened. And so that makes, you're right. You continue.
I think that's what happened. If we're wrong, they'll let us know on the timeline, I'm sure. Yes, but basically, he goes back in time and he ends up hanging out with his friends, and then he joins the gang because the gang you know, overall, ultimately is what killed his girlfriend. So he's trying to stop it and prevent it. And that's pretty much what we're dealing with without going into too deep of spoilers for the people that are living under a rock that have not seen Tokyo Avengers. But Tokyo Avengers is my pick. Okay. You don't have to even really go too much deep into it.
Nah, if you've seen it, you know about it. All right. So with the picks of 10, 11, and 12, we have World Trigger Season 2 and 3, Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy, and Tokyo Revengers. Crystal, you are now on pick 13, and this is your final pick, because we only go to 15 when it's three people. Ooh. So, it's your final pick of the animation of 2021 draft. Crystal will select.
This is hard. I know the list is huge.
Now I wish I didn't do that Comey thing.
That's what you get.
Karma.
I should steal another one just to do it.
We'll see. Because I mean, I get my pick before you. So I, honestly, if you steal it, that means that I wasn't able to get it off. So now that makes me happy because you get a little bit of acknowledgement. So
this is part of my final.
Mm-hmm. Final one.
And
there's a bunch of anime that we have not talked about. Listen. Crazy part is we haven't even talked about some of the hypest anime on purpose. I purposely.
I was trying to avoid.
All
right,
so we're on the same page. Good. Yeah. Okay, then let's keep it going. We can always talk about
it. I'm mad at myself because I want to pick both of these, but I think I'm going to go with another one that no one talked about except probably me and Black is My Senpai is Annoying.
Yes.
I'm going to go that way.
Natsumi is best waifu. I'm sorry. Her tan with her yellow eyes, that woman was absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my God.
Yes. I found so much joy watching it. It's about a girl. Don't ask me for names right now. It's been too long. I remember nothing.
I barely remember Natsumi because she was best girl. I don't remember nobody else's name.
This little short, tiny little girl who gets mistaken for a child, has green hair, is basically in the adult world working in sales, and she's being trained by her senpai, who's this big macho man. And so, and he basically annoys her because sometimes he treats her like a child. So basically you're just watching their relationship form into like a meaningful senpai. And what's the word?
Kohai.
Thank you. Relationship. But also, what she refuses to admit is that she falls in love with him. And I want a season two because I want to see that grow. And then, you know, so you're just watching her, you know, find herself within this working world now that she's a working adult with all the struggles that she's dealt with all her life, with her being as short as she is. Everybody keeps confusing her as a child, seeing her grow relationships with her friends at work and stuff like that. You see her two co-workers fall in love as well. I love them. Ugh, they were great. Love them as a couple. It was so funny too. It was so funny. And I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay. That is a pick that I don't think many people expected. So I
remember that's what I'm here for.
I'll take that. Because that's something, again, there were so many anime that we're not going to be able to talk about on this top 15. But nonetheless, I like that pick. My Senpai is Annoying. It was funny for what it was. It was cute as hell.
Too. Yes.
My final pick, and you guys are going to be shocked because I didn't choose one of my favorite anime of the whole season. So I'm not going to choose it. And let's see if Steve actually snatches it with his pick. So I'm curious. So I'm going to go. Okay. So his is going to be different. So I'm going to go. Now I'm debating if I do want to go that. Nah, fuck it. I'm going to go with, you know what? I'll say that one last. So my pick is going to be, of course, Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. So season two. And of course, again, I'm a huge fan of Kyoto Animations. Dragon Maid, I love. Y'all all know Luca is Bay. Luca is the older dragon with the ginormous boobs. Not more needs to be said beyond that. But I think what I really like about Dragon Maid is how Miss Kobayashi is basically the main character. She's surrounded by so many supernatural creatures that it's almost became normal, common sense, and commonplace to her. But the dragons is what makes the anime. Each dragon has their own personality, living for literally over 200 to 300 years old. And each of them, in knowing their backgrounds, and you find out more about their backgrounds in the actual episodes, just getting to find out about them and how they're adapted to the human world is actually one of the more interesting things about the whole anime. And so, minus the little etchy moments, of course, that you have in Dragon Maid, overall, it's just a good show. It's beautifully animated. Everything about it looks really good. Kana, her little cute self as a baby dragon, is just absolutely cute because she's innocent and she doesn't understand the world. And yeah, it's just something good. And not to mention, it might have gave us one of the top 10 anime fights this year, between the fight between Toru and Elza, which is
That was on the list too. Best fights.
Best fights this year. It was actually voted in the Jujutsu Titan Slayer Final Season Part 2 Awards.
There you go.
It was on their list. So, trust me.
Wild it up.
I was ready.
I was keeping up. But yeah, it was absolutely, that fight was pretty good. And it just sort of put a bow on how good Kyoto Animations can be. And I'm glad to see them bounce back from the fire. I am. So watching Dragon Maid, I just loved it. And it was Dragon Maid's opening was my opening of the year for last year. So with that, of course, it makes sense to make it onto the top 15 list of animes of this year. So with that, Steve, the final pick is on you.
Okay, so the final pick is on me. I knew nobody would pick this. This was actually what I would have been doing my agenda for the season, but we were on hiatus. Sakugan was really, really good.
Okay, because I was pushing the Sakugan agenda with you, so yeah, all right.
That would have been my huge agenda pusher just because of that daddy-daughter relationship. And then the dad just having to realize, like, my daughter is growing up and she needs to handle things on her own. And he was, like, really dealing with just being overprotective all the time and stuff like that. And she just wanted to go out there and just do, you know, save the world, really. So this was, and it hits really hard for me just because of the Skylar situation. Just me having to always, like, be with Skylar and doing all the things that I'm doing with Skylar. And then I'm just seeing, like, she's growing up. She's getting older. So it was, like, hitting home for me. So Sakugan is what I am picking to round off this draft.
All right. So with that, let me give you the full countdown of our top 15 and the anime of 2021 draft. Number one, Ranking of Kings, Boji Gang. Yeah, that's us. Jobless Reincarnation, you already know about that. Odd Taxi being number 3. Horimiya at number 4. 86 at number 5. Komi K Communicate by Steve Ass, who picked it. Number 6. Aquatope on White Sand, number 7. Vivi at number 8. Life Lessons with Urimichi-san, number 9. World Trigger, season 2 and 3, at number 10. Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy at 11. Tokyo Revengers at 12. My Senpai is Annoying at 13. There's Kobayashi's Dragon Maid season 2 at 14. And rounding off the list is Sakugan at number 15. If you guys noticed, we didn't obviously pick all the mainstream shit on purpose, because we like to be a podcast that's fairly diverse. If you notice, all three of us dive into seasonal anime. And so we do know of the good shit. Of course, we know AOT was on there. Of course, we know that JJK was on there. Of course, we know that Demon Slayer was on there.
My Hero.
My Hero. We know of all those. Everybody
Slime
knows.
And Rise, we didn't even mention Slime and ReZero.
Slime was literally my next pick. But again, only we had to choose a list. But there
the Gintama movie came out.
This man.
There's plenty of animation movies that dropped. And there's JJK technically dropped on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas Eve. So JJK Zero dropped on Christmas Eve in Japan. So technically it counts as well. Mm-hmm. But there's a ton of anime that dropped in the year of 2021. So many that it's hard to honestly pick. And so our list, again, is only 15, but there's tons of anime we could have talked about. And I'm pretty sure within episodes that we do record, we might go back and be like, man, do y'all remember this? That's just how it's going to be. Because 2021 gave us an absolute crazy year for anime, and I enjoyed every bit of it. I think I watched over 100 seasonal anime last year, and that's pretty intense to say the least. But again, there's so many other ones I could have talked about, so many second cores that came up, so many animes that started new and they came on really, really strong. There's just a lot that drops. So nonetheless, the year of 2021 was good, but 2022 is treating us right so far. And so with that, it's time to wrap up, ladies and gents. Thank you for being with us so far. And yeah, this is our Welcome Back podcast. So we appreciate you guys listening. Before we go out, like we always like to do, everybody start plugging your socials. Our forever protagonist, go ahead and plug your socials for the people, please.
Well, as I said in the beginning, thank you guys for having me on here. I enjoy this podcast. I enjoy talking to you guys. So I'm glad that to bring a different level of chaos to this podcast. So Black, I apologize in advance because you got Steve's chaos and then my chaos. God bless your soul.
And it's a mixer.
Oh my God. This is truly the definition of a mixer. Hey, yo. Yeah. Not to mention, she's bringing in 3D titties, and I was not prepared for this. What's 3D? My God. I am the 2D man, not her mentioning her own 3Ds. Oh my goodness. This is wild within itself. But
they
hey,
ain't on camera, so.
You know what? Again, we're leaving that alone right now.
No, but, that's how it's going to stay. But anyway, the chaos has begun. Very excited to see the where this goes for the future. But you guys can find me at Crystal Light 10. All I really be doing is tweeting what I'm watching because I live react what I'm watching with just about anything that I'm watching. What am I watching right now? What did I start? Outside, I had to take a break from my K Project rewatch because Crunchyroll decided to be a hoe and is removing stuff by the end of March. And I
saw that list, and I'm not, I mean, but what it is, it's not them removing it. Sentai Animation is going to be putting it on high dive.
I don't want to pay for another streaming
service. I'm not paying for another streaming service, so they're going to all, I'm going to miss them all.
Yeah, so there's some that I'm like, I can let go of my never-ending list. But so I started one because I've had on my list forever. I don't know what the fuck it's about. It's called, I think it's called Hakkenden 8 Dogs of the East.
I've watched part of that. I honestly have, I dropped it a couple times. I don't know why I've dropped it. I don't know.
I've only seen the first two episodes as of today. I don't know what's happening, but I'm going to keep watching it because that's just who I am. So listen,
you let me know because I haven't even got farther in it. So
I got you. So, but other than that, just the seasonals and an occasional binge. So that's that.
All right. Scuba C, plug your socials, good sir.
Okay. It is I, Scuba C, 1428 on all social media. And, you can follow my social media just to listen to me cause chaos and a ruckus on the timeline sometimes. I say random shit, but I'm not on social media as much as I usually am because I've been really busy. I'm on crunch time right now for that webtoon. So
what webtoon is that? Go ahead and make sure you know, let them know.
Yes, Steve, talk about it. Plug it. Let's go. Be proud. Hold Come it. On.
I have a webtoon coming out called Project Payback.
Ayo!
Project Payback will is almost done. It's we have an April 4th hard deadline for when it needs to be completed, not when it's going to release, but it's going to be completed April 4th, and then we have to get all the ISBNs and the barcode and everything on that. So April 4th is when it will be completed, and then I'll be trying to push it out before the end of April, hopefully. So that'll be the plan. But yeah, so. That's what I'm working on right now. So if you notice that I'm not always on the timeline and supporting you guys like I always usually do, because I'm usually like in everybody's comment section, I'm sorry, it's no hard feelings. It's just, I'm working.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah. Grimo. Yeah, that's him. Okay, we got you. All right. Steve doing big things. I feel it. Well, y'all know who this is. It's your boy Black, also known as SSSS Black, also known as Black Star, also known as Nico Robin, and Edwards of Scarlet's Purse Holder, also known as the Wholesome Anti-Hero, and also known as Aphrodite's Titty Holder. Y'all can find me at Black Hole Player on Twitter. My Twitter also has the link tree inside where you can find me on my gaming page. You're probably going to find more uploads on my gaming page recently due to the accident I was in, because now I'm at home a whole lot more, resting up and trying to heal. So you'll start slowly seeing me stream a little bit more as well and put more games onto that one. Again, with the announcement of our wonderful Crystal joining the group on the
3D course,
we're going to have interactions on our Twitter page. So remember, at Mayonaka Mixer, any questions, comments, concerns, anything you want us to talk about, anything you want us to mention, by all means, feel free to tag us, and we will gladly respond back in our future episode. This is the new group. This is the new Mayonaka Mixer. we're going to be partying it up, and we're going to do mixed two things as we always do. So, like, we always like to end. And also, I will be remiss if I didn't do this now. And I apologize for doing this at the end of the episode. But nonetheless, every episode of the Male Not Good Mixer is always dedicated to the co-founder of the Male Not Good Mixer. And that's my boy, George, my little brother. Now, rest in peace. I believe that you now see the vision that I have for Male Not Good Mixer. And we are still doing it big for us. So, as you see, the mixer is growing larger, dog. Missing it. And with that, as we like to say, we are out. We gone out. Peace.